Antibiotics simply aren't very profitable because relatively few people acquire such infections. Meanwhile, everyone can be convinced they might have high cholesterol and therefore need to take a statin drug for life. Were a superbug like CRE to gain widespread traction, America would be defenseless to stop its spread. While natural health advocates recognize the value of allopathic drug treatment in certain cases, they argue that natural remedies along with proper diet and exercise can often aid the normal person in maintaining health. Natural health advocate Dr. Joseph Mercola pointed out that Japan has benefited from the understanding that modern technology is wonderful, but just because it can be used to diagnose illnesses does not mean one should be committed to undergoing traditional treatment. Mercola noted that Japan's health statistics reflect that loving care is often more effective than treatment. Drugs, surgery, and hospitals are less effective than simple improvements in diet, exercise, and lifestyle. There is no logical reason, apart from the profits enjoyed by the elites at the head of pharmaceutical companies, why our healthcare system should focus exclusively on these allopathic cures. Some consider the greatest health conspiracy of all time to be the institutionalized effort to prevent the public from realizing that humans are born with all the programming they need to create perfect health and can often heal themselves of deadly diseases. What's more, federal agencies have a woeful track record of protecting the public from highly dangerous drugs. Starfield explains, "Even though there will always be adverse events that cannot be anticipated, the fact is that more and more unsafe drugs are being approved for use. Many people attribute that to the fact that the pharmaceutical industry is, for the past 10 years or so, required to pay the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, for reviews, which puts the FDA into an untenable position of working for the industry it is regulating." The death statistics Starfield reports are evidence of the broken U.S. healthcare industry, and the powerful forces behind it are unwilling to relinquish their grip on U.S. health policy. Insurance companies, specialty and disease-oriented medical academia, and the pharmaceutical and device manufacturing industries all contribute heavily to congressional campaigns, often lobbying for policies not in the public's best interest.